is the sound after taxes. Welcome, lords and ladies, to our program, Planet Verloc, the Psionix Digerati podcast. Yes, beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy, and soon, quite literally. Well, we're talking about Verloc and your new world, because it really should be yours. Don't you agree? It's always some other guy's world or some other gal's world. It should be yours. But let us dissect this problem and analyze what we already know, but may not be willing to admit. Yes? Addiction. Yes, this is the core of our planet and existence on this earth. You are, whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, you are addicted to life. Life draws you in like a moth to a flame. And sooner than you know it, you've forgotten the reason why you incarnated so many eons ago, why you appeared in the material universe to have these experiences. Because if you come back and be yourself reincarnated just one more time, just once more to play the guitar, just once more to get more ladies or men, just one more time to make a little more moolah, just one more time, and before you know it, you don't remember who you really are. I'm referring to the true self, the true self-awareness, and we're going to talk about this a little bit, and we're going to recap some of what I've already spoken on hitherto. Personifying forces is a topic that I've recently opened the conversation in order to give you some idea of what can and should be done with mentalism or psi magic. And we're talking about mind magic. By creating these personified variants of existence, or these existing forces, we establish a more powerful link to these natural forces and abstract concepts, forming perhaps new champions or heroes or heroines of magic, albeit some downright powerful thought forms, and then some. But join the club, Verloc.club, to learn more about my work and what you can and will accomplish with these servitors and thought forms, some of which are my very own. You may clone them as you desire. And if you learn from the master of this art, you will succeed. If you didn't have the opportunity, or perhaps you missed the show, shame on you. Listen to my podcast on personifying forces. I guarantee you'll enjoy it. And I'll leave a link for you in the description of this podcast. Well, look, you probably have a lot on your mind. Maybe about what you can put these servitors to work for, right? Speaking of work, business, entrepreneurship, freelancing, contracting, doing the jig, did you just get hit up with some outrageous expenses, some taxes, burdens? I think we all did. I sure the hell did. And let's talk about this. Taxes, you know, it's a mix of frustration and concern and curiosity, perhaps. You know, the latter is something we can use, because curiosity, dividing itself away from the feelings of disappointment or perhaps even disillusionment, opens a window for thoughts of contemplating the alternative with focused will, focused concentration and mentalism. We can open a portal to positive returns. Once we question the value of our past actions and retrospect and begin taking new measures toward success, check out my ebook. It's called Amassing Wealth with Your Center of Self. It is the second ebook in the Money Magic series and the High-Low series. High interest, easy reading, and lots of technique. And you'll learn about moving forward with very strong, positive, and affirmative money magic technique. So if you have work, business, entrepreneurship on your mind, that is the book you must read, Amassing Wealth with Your Center of Self. Plus, it touches base on what I've just opened this podcast with, which is your true center of self, your true self-awareness. Circles, social circles, and downright cults. If you've ventured forward with your own business only to find that your connections, your counterparts, excel well beyond your own abilities, it can be, well, disheartening. To realize that only the inner circles of some of these seemingly cultish groups can ever get in front of masses of prospective clients, big names on the dumb tube on the television, right? Or find a voice on public radio. You may even venture a thought about whether there is a better way. It is important, I'll tell you this, to begin minimizing your losses, but also to optimize the efficiency of your learning from these losses. Making new connections opens the way to new horizons and expands your view of these new horizons, but it also brings in and reels in with the people that you meet new problems. You can never escape this dilemma of the world unless you're like Stalin and, you know, you can just at your will say no people, no problem, and they just disappear. But you can never really truly escape the dilemma of the world, the interconnectivity of problems, the polarities of reality, as I've talked about in my most recent podcast, Polarities of Reality, unless you understand the centering of true self and you learn the means to the occult balance of the middle path. Again, check out my ebook, Amassing Wealth with Your Center of Self. And you know what? There's no need to hoard this book and keep this knowledge all to yourself. Share this book with a friend. You are more than likely to know at least a handful of people, or maybe a few good friends, maybe just one, who desperately needs this book. I know that when I began my journey back in the day of struggling to pay the rent, going from $7, yeah, back in the day, we actually, you know, I made $7 and was it $7.15 or $7.25 an hour? I think I worked my way up to $7.35 an hour. And, oh, it was the worst company I ever worked at. And using the methods that I address in this book, I left that dunghill and made for myself $30, $40 an hour. You can do it too. What else is in the horizon here? AI. Is it a breakthrough? And, how so? Why is that important? Human ingenuity merges with the computational power of AI. Perhaps we even anticipate AI becoming more aware of itself. Again, we're talking about awareness, world problems, and where you fit in. How come or how can this world be yours? Can it? I mean, can AI become aware of itself? If not, then perhaps psionics, at the very least, can make some use of AI as a template for constructing new mental constructs, as they are called, or thought forms, in magical operations. Well, I've already gained a head start in this pursuit. Sorry to burst your bubble, but and it doesn't mean you can't do the same. But no, I've been thinking on this for years and years. You know, we could talk more about this in the Verloc Club, or you can read my books. I have a handful of books that mention techniques along these lines of templatizing AI and the technocracy. Books like Psionic Robot, Psionic Golem, Psionic Splicing, Psionic Necromancer, and the list goes on. Verloc.com/shop. Where witches and wizards keep the magic high. But what the hell does AI have to do with all of this magic, business, taxes, life's various burdens, awareness, true self? I think, you know, for one thing, we're now living in a time where AI helps by automating or, I don't know, taking over redundant tasks. This saves people a lot of time so that, well, humans can get on with being, doing human activities, being more human. But more so, there's another opportunity which presents itself here. We're looking at the very real possibility that one day we will have a new global system that will eject the outdated big wigs from the big picture. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice if you could just like swipe and pop that obnoxious newscaster off of your screen? Well, maybe you will one day. You'll get to virtually slap his ass. you know, why is this important? You know, ejecting these outdated bigwigs. Well, I just said they're outdated. Think about it. There's these rather wealthy individuals, or whoever they are, these people running around with rubber masks. I mean, they practically look like androids when they're talking on television, don't they? You know, running for office, and once they get elected, or in the case of bureaucrats, sworn in by their peers, well, they just take our money and then pass these laws that strangle the fuck out of us, remove various freedoms, or at least put a damper on your day, limit on the hope of achieving life's liberty, or life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If you ask me, more good has come of the big swing generation of technical innovations and invention than anything that's come out of politics or the political window. With the new techno-system of potential self-governance, individual sovereignty assisted by personal AI agents, artificial intelligence agents, and virtual, I don't know, pets or whatever, through AI as a medium, we may at long last be able to take a breath, get a nice breath of fresh air. No more ruling over people through ruthless religious regimes. I'm sure you've seen enough videos of Islam swatting the hell out of women with sticks and like just ganging up on, you know, one woman who might have blinked an eyelash at some hairy dude in a turban one time, and you know, next thing you know, she's being spanked in Allah's name knows why. But you have to kind of say, hey, you know, there's kind of a limit as to what you should really be pushing anybody to do. Aside from collective cooperation that we should all recycle and line our trash cans up on the street to be taken and processed, I don't really think a human being has a right to tell any other human being how to think, what to feel, how to live. Period. Period. There is no reason. There is no reason. You can make up whatever reasons you want, but, you know, if you see some guys kicking a woman on the street and shoving her head into a canal, drowning her, throwing rocks at her, beating her with sticks, whatever, this is unacceptable. Hell, it would be unacceptable to do the same thing to a man, as far as I'm concerned, but let alone to a woman. This is disgraceful as a species. Period. So, no more ruling over people through ruthless religious regimes. No more cheating the system in political circles. Did he really say that? Oh, that's going to upset some people. You think the religious part would... anti-religious sentiment there might piss some people off, but more so when you get into politics, that's a psh, no. No more hiding secrets in uncouth cults with limitless cash powers and purchasing ability. Ouch, there's another one. I mean, that's, if politics wasn't bad enough, there's another one. No more secret cults. Finally, you get to be the one in control for a change, right? And that's quite a switch, given all the negative things that the big names have said about artificial intelligence. So, I'm not just saying these things today. I've been saying this for some years on Xanax Digerati. We follow the global technocrats in parallel and bend circumstance into our favor as psionicists for our own benefit and freedom. Freedom of the individual, freedom of humanity. Yeah, so, I mean, join my club and help me work psionics to keep pushing in the direction of global freedom. Peace of mind. New talents you will develop. Amplify and direct. Go to vrelok.club, where witches and wizards keep the magic high. And that's it. That is it for this evening. I will wrap up by saying an important point that I pointed out tonight was that it's important to learn from our mistakes, our burdens in life, and contemplate the alternatives. Maybe even look ourselves straight in the mirror and see the disillusionment. Understand where the disappointment truly comes from and develop a focused will so that you can and will open that portal to those positive returns you so desire and you so deserve. Well, good evening and goodbye for now. Until next time, keep the magic high. There's Zoc Torner. Come in.